I could begin by asking you how you did come to be interested in the fine arts, the visual arts, and you were born in Russia. Is there anything in your childhood? I mean, your grandfather was an architect. Your father also
was an architect.
Was an architect. What are some of your early memories that may relate to your later interest in the arts?
It was largely through the environment, my family, my relatives that were all interested in arts. Of course, it was an interest, as far as I was concerned, of a child practically in creative things. It was not an understanding of an adult what art means, what the periods are, etc., etc. But it was. I suppose I was compelled sometimes to be interested in my arts when I was young. All the arts, particularly by my maternal grandfather, who was practically a dictator.
He compelled me to take you in hand and say you must know this.
Right, and he used to take me through his homes or house. Or even take me to the museums.
In where?
Us, not me, John. He would take two or three of us. I mean, you had a large family, cousins, brothers, etc.
This is when you were very small.
I was very small.
And this was
and my mother was interested in that.
This was in Petrograd?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you'd go, where would you go then?
Well,
which museums were they in?
I can't remember. Well, you go to the palaces, etc., you know, where they have things.
Well, they were open then, too.
My grandfather was, at one time, one of the palace architects.
Yes.
Under Alexander III, that's twice removed, practically, generations. And he was I suppose he had permits, etc. When the palaces were unoccupied and so on, you could really go there if you had the right access through somebody. And my grandfather had. And then, of course, he would take us to on special occasions, even when we were very young, to an opera or a ballet. Etc. In other words, all the arts were there. My family was not necessarily musical, but they all played piano, and they, mostly Chopin, you know, sentimental Russian music, etc.
And do you recall any paintings or anything that stood out?
There were Russian historical paintings. I know my grandfather had some. A chap named Rekin, I still remember the name. And I don't remember the Russian pages. To me, they are absolutely nothing now. Universally, they are not necessarily in the upper echelon of artists.
But
they are folk artists, if you will, or historical paintings. Repin, his name is. A genre type of paintings, you paint a peasant or a landowner, whatever, but realistic. Okay, they were academicians, let's put it that way. They're not great artists of any sort. And I don't think my grandfather had great sensibilities or understanding of all the arts, because he was an academician himself, architecturally speaking. Nothing else. But he was just a rich man who could do all these things, collect these things. He had a lot of them around his house. But it's a habit of seeing things which are above the average. Then my father, too. You see, my father was, of course, younger. He collected Oriental art himself.